Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Drew Doherty for five things to watch for Sunday's game against Arizona. First thing to watch, the kicking game, Randy Bullock.
Yeah, he has missed 8 field goals in 21 tries. He knows he's got to get better. The team has said he's got to get better. You know, he talked on Friday about how he went back and worked with his personal kicking coach to try and correct some mechanics. So look for him to bounce back. The last time he missed 3 field goals was against Tennessee. That was week 2. And then he made 11 of his next 12. So, you know, good chance he bounces back.
Can't think of Arizona Cardinals without thinking about Larry Fitzgerald. What is so impressive about Fitzgerald this year?
You know, it's wild. Last year and this year, they're not very much like other Larry Fitzgerald years. He had 5 straight seasons before that where he had 1,000-plus yards. He's had 4 different quarterbacks, 5 different quarterbacks in the last couple years, and he's just not doing what he normally did. He's only got 1 100-yard receiving game, and half of the targets, he's only catching half of the balls that are thrown his way. So, you know, nevertheless, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, they'll be challenged by Fitzgerald. They got to keep him in front of them.
On the other side of the ball, someone who's not being challenged by catching the ball, Andre Johnson, coming off a big game. What do you expect from him on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, think about it. He's caught a pass from 3 different quarterbacks this season. He's got 800-plus yards receiving. He had the 3 touchdowns last week. He just does not age. He just does not stop. He's doing great things, and he's been a lifeline for Case Keenum. Before that, he was a lifeline for Andre or for Matt Schaub. So look for big things from him. He's going to be guarded by a guy that the Texans actually wanted in the 2011 draft. They were going to move up to take Patrick Peterson, but the Cardinals got him, so they stayed pat and got some guy named J.J. Watt.
Speaking of J.J. Watt, how well is this pass rush going to do against Arizona on Sunday?
Well, if they do well, the Texans win, because if you look at Carson Palmer, in the 4 losses, he's been sacked a combined 16 times. He's only been sacked 23 times on the whole. So if you get to him, it seems like the magic number. If you get to him 4 times and drop him, you're probably going to win. Now, whether the Texans can do that or not remains to be seen. But 5.5 sacks from J.J. Watt, 4.5 apiece from Antonio Smith and Whitney Mercilus. They got to get after him. They got to bring him down. They got to drop him. And if they do, good things probably going to happen.
Last thing to watch, a little-known player by the name of Case Keenum. How is he going to do in his 3rd start?
Got to continue to do what he's done before, but he's got to make that extra play, like Wade Phillips said, to get the W. Wade Phillips said this team is a penalty, an extra play away from getting a win. Case has been doing, you know, everything he can. 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, been very clean. He's got to continue that.
All right, that's 5 things to watch. Drew Doherty, I'm DP Sidhu. For everything Texans, check out our website, HoustonTexans.com.